So we're going to start our meeting a little different this evening. Unfortunately, Judge Dawson had a family emergency that he had to go attend to, so he will not be here tonight. So we have a procedural issue that we need to deal with. So according to Amendment 55, we need to appoint and a facilitator of the meeting tonight, and it has to be a sitting JP. So what we'll do before we start the meeting is we'll entertain a motion, a nomination for somebody to actually facilitate the meeting tonight.
I'd like to make a motion for Justice Mahosky to facilitate the meeting.
Second.
Second.
Third.
All right, very good. Those are nominees. All right, all those in favor of this, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Justice Mahosky will turn the meeting over to you, and you have the agenda.
Yes, sir.
You have the option of sitting where you are, or you can go to the bench.
I'll be fine right here.
I'll be glad to assist you in any way. I have some notes at appropriate time that Judge Dobson is going to talk about. So
that'll work.
If not, you need
that. That'll work. All right. We've got a quorum here, so we'll call this meeting to order. I'll ask Justice Tyler to lead us in the invocation and pledge allegiance.
Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come together. I thank you for these guys that on left and right you serve. And thank you for the opportunity we get to serve our community. Father, we just ask whatever we decide tonight be in your hands and your will, Father. We just pray for Judge Dawson's family that everything is fine, Father. And we pray tonight. Amen.
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 Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Justice Tyler. Thank you, Court, for your confidence in this endeavor. Let's see. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates. Present. Hendricks.
Here.
Nye.
Here.
Mahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
B.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Shaw.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
Georgie.
Here.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Eric. Next on the agenda, do we have a motion for the approval of the journal?
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the approval of the journal, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we have our county officer's report. Surely Mr. Higgins has something to say in this section, so I'll let him go first.
Thank you, Justice Lowski. Just a couple of quick updates. I'll start with the courthouse. If you've not had a chance to swing by and poke your head in, courthouse is making very good progress. We're on the final end of it, probably still 60 days out. As we work on it, the exciting thing is the new quorum court bench is under construction. It's going to look very, very nice. I think you'll be impressed with it. That's it on the courthouse. Second item, jail update. Anybody interested in a jail update?
Yes, sir.
So we had a meeting today that we had scheduled for a couple of weeks. It was a 60% plan review. At the meeting, the architect facilitated. We did a Zoom call on it. The architect was present, electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, construction manager, the low voltage and controls engineer, civil engineer from the construction side and the construction manager. I said that. And then Tom and I, Judge Dodson, Sheriff, Chief Woolley, and Captain Watkins from the county side. And we went page by page through about 82 or 83 pages, Sheriff. Of plans to make suggestions, adjustments, tweaks, to make sure that we were going in the correct direction. A very productive meeting. They will be sending me a copy of the 60% plans as we have some questions that we need to answer that we'll have to look at together. But just some key notes, the facility is confirmed at 256 beds. We've been moving that number around a little bit depending on the design, but we were able to finalize that and look at 256 beds. We anticipate having 100% plans by July the 2nd. That's the target date for that. That means when we have 100% plans and we, the county, approve those, that it can go out to bid shortly after that. There's a bid process that takes several weeks on that. We're looking at a target start date of maybe mid-September to early October. So that is it for my report. Any questions for me?
This is a quick question on procedural stuff. Is the city of Conway going to have to review this as a site plan? I think typically when I was with the city, we didn't review county projects. I'm just curious with the size of it.
So to make it easy, so our construction manager is Matt Wilkes, and all of that, all the approvals and everything is in their mind. So I don't have the answer, but thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Anything else? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, sir. All right, let's see. I'm just going by the tabs here at the top. Our treasurer was not able to make it here tonight, and the representative was not able to make it either. I think I'll just point out.
How about a road?
Yeah, we can do a road report. Yeah.
Let me start with the ARP first. Start on page 4.
The PPE project we have for all the county volunteer fire departments, we've gotten about a third of the departments, their equipment. We're still waiting on the arrival of the other equipment to finalize with the other departments. But that's going as planned. Page 5. You can see the courthouse project is moving along financially pretty good. We have about half of it remaining for the $1 million that we set aside. And then the jail, that $60,000 since the last report was for the architect. Next page on 6. Conway Corp, the water capacity, the pipeline they're studying, that's your engineering fees there. I did have a meeting with them last week. They ought to make sure that they are ready. If you remember the project that they're going to have for the water purification at the end of the pipeline was one of our catch-all projects. And so I went over the mechanics of how they would have to work with us to make sure any money we move, they could spend it timely. And that money has to be out of our bank accounts by the end of December. So I'm putting in the November timeline, 26. Wooster Wastewater, some of that's finished up on their building, but they're starting to buy pipe. They're going to place some more pipe soon on that project. Mayflower Wastewater is engineering fees. And subject to any questions, that completes my ARP report. All right, on the road report, I told you last time they were finishing up Shaw Bridge. They did. We still have to stripe it, but it was a 2.5 mile job. And then South Bolton Hill is a bridge that was bad to wash out and flood northeast of Greenbrier. We've been rebuilding that. We're going to take the old bridge out. It's an old railroad car, and we've replaced it with a concrete bridge, essentially. And we should be through with that in the next couple of weeks. They've taken the old bridge apart, and they're preparing the roads leading up to the bridge for asphalt. We should be done with that in a few weeks. And we got a grant, I believe it was $300,000 from the state for hazard flood mitigation on that. So we have to be through by the end of, and turn our stuff in by the end of the fiscal year for them, which is in June. We're looking good on that. Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Thank you, sir. So Scott wasn't able to be here, nor was the representative. I'll just go over briefly though what he presented. Our county general revenue came in for April, our taxes there. It came in a little above what it did in 2024, which was to be expected. And then as we flip over to sales tax, we saw just a small dip in sales tax over this month last year. Our total is down 6.5, but as you can see, a big part of that down 6.5 is the -24.5. Now we're -24% or so, which was the anomaly that we keep, that keeps coming back to haunt us from January of 2024. Any questions on the finance report? All right, we'll move on to our sheriff. Sheriff Riles, do you have a report?
We do. Chief Deputy Woolley will be giving that.
Thank you.
Good evening. For April, Sheriff's Stats, Unit 1, average hit count was 158. And Unit 2, our male hit count was 145, female was 81, and our juvenile was 12. 390 intakes, 424 releases, average 36 ADC inmates housed. As far as our patrol, total number of calls to FCSO was 1,879. 93 violent crimes, domestics, 45 theft, criminal mischiefs, 77 animal calls, looks like 20 animal citations, one warning, and our reserve unit put in 526 hours last month. Our criminal investigation was assigned 49 cases that closed 28, and our transport division looks like they made 81 total runs, and you can see the breakdown of the 80.
Chief Burley, can you speak to the, and you may not be the correct person to speak to this, but can you speak to, you know, we cut the ribbon on the animal shelter. We've been in that now for a month or so. Can you talk about how that process is going?
As far as I know, it's working great. We actually had the director this last couple weeks ago. We held our annual in-service where they just come in and they're trained twice a year on in-service stuff, and he came and spoke to both the rotations, the patrol rotations, and I stood there for a little bit. A lot of good questions asked by the deputies, a lot of good answers gave by Nick, and as far as I understand, everything's working great.
Thank you. More questions for yeah.
The ADC trend, is that a seems to be a pretty good sign? Is that something we can hopefully steady on the 30s or even go lower?
So what's going on there is there's been some other jails across the state that says, hey, we've got room and we'd love to hold them. And we're always overcrowded, and you know, for the sake of the security of the jail, we're shipping on as many out as we can. If they want to hold them, we'll send them.
Good.
More questions? So thanks so much, Chief.
Yes, sir.
All right, I think y'all got your coroner's report as well in your packet there. Ms. Starter, do you have any report?
My report's in the packet.
All right, fantastic. I think the only one I haven't called on who may be in the room is our wonderful assessor. Do you have any report for us? You don't normally give us a report. I just want to give you a chance.
Don't forget to assess.
I
have a late
penalty. I'll make 31st. PSA, all right, there you go. All right. I think that wraps up our county officer's report. I'm not forgetting anything. All right, there we go. We'll go to our standing committee reports. Justice Knight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So infrastructure met tonight. We actually had some really good discussion, a lot more discussion on the Mayflower battery energy storage facility that has been brought to our attention. Mr. Higgins gave a pretty good presentation about the location of it. It is right next to the Mayflower Energy Power Station. And they're looking at about 2 to 3 acres. There are a lot of good questions raised about fire protection, the risk to the county, what were the benefits to the county. So we'll look forward to any more information he can bring in the coming months and any updates that we get from them as well. Justice Lyon brought to us that he's been working on for several months, kind of a road classification, a GIS map link. He sent that out. Margaret, if you would, could you send that out to the entire court?
I did.
Okay, good. So that would have to be ready. We also heard from the museum board, and we heard from them last month in the full court. They brought to the infrastructure committee kind of where they're at, where they'd like to be, and then kind of a proposal and an estimate, a rough estimate from Nabholz to do a lot of renovations and a 2-year project to get them where they need to be. And ultimately, our input or our skin in the game is going to be $250,000 that they're going to be asking from us. So we'll be working with them going forward and looking at that and then getting that over to budget and finance if it makes it out of infrastructure committee. So that's all we got.
Perfect. Thank you, Justice Knight. Justice Coates, Courts of Public Safety.
Courts and Public Safety did not meet last month.
Let's see, who's next? I guess Budget and Finance is our committee. We have one, two, three, four ordinances and a resolution before the court tonight. And then let's see, Personnel Committee, Justice Kendrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Personnel met this month. We forwarded two ordinances to Budget and Finance, and I believe those were passed on and on the agenda later. And then we had two EQ board appointments that were also forwarded to the full court.
Awesome, thank you. All right, this is the section of our agenda where we have public comments. If we have any public who would like to comment on any of the business we have before us on our agenda tonight, now is the time that you can do so. All right, seeing none, do we have any special reports?
Mr. Chair, Judge Dobson actually carved out a few minutes for the extension office to come and speak for several minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and recognize him.
Perfect, thank you.
Good evening. I'm Krista Quinn. I'm the horticulture agent with the Butler County Extension Office, and we just thought we'd update you about some of the things happening in the county right now, particularly pertaining to horticulture. As part of my job, I work with produce farmers, farmers market vendors, landscapers, home gardeners, and a big part of my job actually is managing the Butler County Master Gardener Program. And you maybe had heard about a big plant sale that the Master Gardeners had on May 10th, and so I thought I could report about that. We actually had over $52,000 in sales in 5.5 hours. This is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, volunteer Master Gardener plant sales in the state. We do have some expenses that will come out of that, which we haven't quite figured out yet, but we should end up, we think, with about 30,000 in profits. We had about 1,300 customers, over 13,000 plants. Some of the plants that we specialize in are hard to find vegetable varieties that you can't find in like other local nurseries, as well as native plants, which are really difficult to find. We started prepping for this big sale that we have in the fall of 2024. We had over 150 Master Gardeners help with planting, growing, and selling the plants. And then you might be wondering, what do we do with all that money, right? So we actually just last week, we awarded $20,000 to 10 local college students who are studying plant science-related careers. And so that will be for the 2025-26 school year. All of those students are attending Arkansas colleges and universities. We will not have a plant sale in 2026. And we're telling people now, and that's because we're actually going to be hosting the Arkansas State Master Gardener Conference right here in Conway in June of 2026. And since that's going to be a pretty big undertaking, we decided to take a year off of the sale. We may have like a few smaller sales at different times, but we are excited to be planning for that State Master Gardener Conference. I'm excited to show off Faulkner County. We'll have garden tours. We'll have Master Gardeners from all over the state. We get to see what we do, see our projects, and how we do things here in Faulkner County. Some other things that Master Gardeners are doing that you might be interested in. We have a teaching garden. It's at the former Free Elm Heaven Greenhouse. We are looking to hopefully move that since Free Elm Heaven Greenhouse has closed now, but we're looking to move it to the Conway Public Library, so that's exciting. That will we're working on what it takes to do that now, but so it'll probably be more in the fall that we actually move that. But for this summer, we're continuing to garden at the former Free Elm Heaven location. And with that, we have public gardening activities. In the summer, we do every first and third Saturday morning and second and fourth Thursday evenings. And these are times that the community can come out and they can learn to garden right alongside Master Gardeners. It's informal. Can have the opportunity to ask questions to Master Gardeners, and so that's a really nice educational activity. In addition to that, we also Master Gardeners maintain the, or help maintain and coordinate the Carolyn Lewis School Garden, and they will also keep that garden going throughout the summer, and they'll have family garden work days every Saturday morning at that garden. So that's a time when families can come together and garden and learn about gardening. So those are really great. Also doing monthly gardening seminars at the Conway Public Library. I actually host a virtual gardening program called Grow Your Own Groceries. This has been going since 2020. We have literally thousands of people, even people from other states, other countries, who attend these. It's a monthly program, so and free to anybody who wants to attend. So on June 12th, we'll be covering peppers, so how to grow peppers in your home garden, and then also how to use them in the kitchen. And then July 15th, we're doing watermelons. And then we don't have dates yet, but in August, we'll cover carrots and September, figs. So again, just teaching people how to garden. Also, we don't have a date planned yet, but we're working on prepping for the Certified Arborist Exam Prep Workshop. That will be held here in Conway, probably in late August. But that is a time when we have a whole day of education to people who are arborists who want to become certified arborists. That's a very difficult program, if you don't know, a very difficult test. And so it's usually appreciated that we do that training. We're also planning a bunch of 4-H day camps throughout the summer. And then I want to make sure you get this on your calendar now. We will be hosting our extension tour for all of you on August 22nd. That is Friday, I believe, and that's we'll be doing that in the morning. And I know some of you attended last year, maybe years before that as well. But that's a time that we'll get a bus or some kind of vehicles. We will have air conditioning, I promise. But we'll take you around the county and show, you know, let you meet some of our local farmers, maybe some of our 4-H'ers, see some of our master gardeners. That's all I have. Do you guys have any questions or comments?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Krista, I just want to say thank you for all the work you do in the Extension office and the Master Gardeners as well. Y'all keep the courthouse grounds and the museum looking good. And I know with the Carolyn Lewis Garden, that's a big hit. And I know my plants from that sale are doing really well. We've got tomatoes that are growing hot and heavy right now. So looking forward to those. But just appreciate everything y'all do. You do a great job.
Any other questions? Comments?
Yes, when did you say the conference was? You guys are substituting for the Plant Sale?
It's June 2nd through 4th, 2026.
And where's it going to be held at?
At the Conway Expo Center.
Thanks.
We should have about 500 participants for that from around the state.
All right, any more questions? Thank you so much. Thank y'all for what, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Moving on to old business. Do we have any old business before the court? All right, moving on to new business. Do we have a motion for proposed ordinance 25-13?
Make a motion for proposed ordinance 25-13 on the table.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Let's see, who do we have over here? Miss Ashley, do you mind to give us a reading on this?
Okay. Proposed Ordinance 25-13 being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 24-52 of November 20th, 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you so much. Justices, we are open for discussion here. Just to, I guess, as Budget and Finance Chair, trying to think. A lot of the big stuff you see, I believe, let's see here, is there's some big sheriff things in here that have to do with, I believe, insurance and vehicles and stuff. Is that correct in this appropriation ordinance?
They're all reimbursements or
yes.
Proceeds. So
yep.
Section 7 is reimbursement for overtime from the U.S. Marshals. Section 8 and Section 9 are insurance reimbursements for total vehicles. And then Section 10 and 11 are the proceeds from our sheriff's auction.
There you go. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Section 6 is another big line item. That's a pass-through grant that we facilitate at the county that goes, I believe, it goes to the probably the Conway Fire Department Bomb Squad. Any more discussion or questions on 25-13?
Section 10 is an appropriation from County General. Is that for the vehicle?
So that Section 10 and Section 11, they're both proceeds from the sheriff's auction. The reason that some of the money is in County General and some is in Criminal Justice is because we sold surplus vehicles as part of that auction, and we put the money back to where it was originally spent, where the vehicle was originally purchased from. Gotcha. So that's why some is appropriated back into County General.
And were those surplus vehicles new or used?
They were used vehicles that were at the office that we were no longer utilizing for either damage purposes or mileage purposes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
One more question. The Section 2, Mr. Chair, the $42,000 for maintenance. Any feedback or information on that?
Yep, so we have three particular invoices for those. We had a gas leak that was brought to our attention when the Unit 1 jail lost all of their hot water, and then they also lost their heat just earlier on. So we started tracking it down, and we had an invoice for about $7,000 that was actually troubleshooted, and we found that the underground piping that actually went under the sidewalk is that's where the leak was. We were pouring soapy water on the sidewalk, and the gas was seeping up through the concrete. So we ended up having to take that up. It's about $28,000 or $29,000 to have that repaired. We finally got it taken care of and got it, but it was over several weeks before we were able to get it totally repaired. Finally, there was a $7,000 invoice in there for lightning suppression, surge pressures for the courthouse. And for the past several months, we've had a series of surges that have impacted both IT for our IT department and for the sheriff's office and some other power issues. We went with Conway Corp, had one of their engineers come out and look at it. And they said that if we would buy the suppressor, they would put it in and take care of it for us. We've had zero issues since we've had that installed.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justice Pearson. Any more questions? All right. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Hendrick.
Yes.
Connick.
Yes.
Lusky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Train.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Jordy.
Yes.
All right. Motion 25-13 passes. Point of order, can I vote if I'm presiding over the court? Court, you don't know the answer to that.
Yes, I know when I chaired a meeting, I voted in the roll call. So
no one came after you for it.
There was no fussing up to this point. So
we're gonna roll based off precedent. All right. Let's see. Next agenda item is 25-14. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve ordinance 25-14 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we have a motion.
Just procedurally, this is probably just a typo, but make sure we approve by the quorum court on it should be May 20th and not March 18th. Just a typo, looks like.
I'm at an ordinance.
Yes, 25-14.
Yeah, I'll correct it for me.
Perfect. Miss Ashley, can we have a reading of 25-14?
Yes. Proposed Ordinance 25-14 be enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36 of November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you so much. And I think I'm going to maybe let Ms. Darter provide, she had the best discussion on this in our committee meeting.
Thank you.
So if y'all saw the exact same thing in the prior ordinance, it's because the road department has a some type of heavy equipment that we're leasing to own, and when you lease to own, it has to be out of a lease with the lease purchase principal and lease purchase interest. And so we're correcting last year's, so that's what this ordinance is, and what you just did was correcting this year. So that gets us right with the auditor at the end of this year when they start auditing us for 2024.
Thank you. Any questions on 2514 or any discussion? All right, seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lahofsky?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Shaw?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Borky?
Yes.
All right, proposed ordinance 25-14 passed. Let's see, do we have a motion for 2515?
Motion to put 2515 on the table.
Second. All right, we've got a motion and a second. Can we get a reading from Ms. Ashton?
Yes. Proposed ordinance 25-15, sponsored by Chris Kendrick, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to reclassify a job title to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 24-25 of November 20th, 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you so much. Justice Kendrick, I'll give it to you for...
Okay. Yeah, this is the a look at realigning the IT coordinator position that's in the Sheriff's Office and moving it up to an IT director and increasing the appropriation up to that point as well. It would make it comparable with our county IT director, so... bringing it up to that level, it won't throw anything off balance from the positions between the two departments. And just talking with the sheriff and his staff, that right now was a good time to look at doing that and bringing it up to a comparable position, because it is a comparable role. And something that's unique about this role as well is that the sheriff's office is 24/7. So if they have a system go down or there's something that they have to address in the middle of the night on a call, then that individual might have to come out there. So they have a full-time plate on their hands.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick. Justice, any discussion on this ordinance?
No questions for the Sheriff's Office. Is the current person in this position, and I apologize for not being able to be here during the committee meeting, I was out of town, but does the current person in this position have any staff that they are directing?
So, just recently, probably a couple months ago, to answer your question simply, yes, there is one person, but he is kind of a help to the IT world, plus he's doing inventory, plus he has a certification too. So he's kind of the guy that can set up a computer, give it to a deputy for one breaks.
Does he directly report to the current IT coordinator?
Yes.
That person that you mentioned reports to that position?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
I got you. And I guess one last question while you're up here is, are there any other departments within county government that have, or I guess, why do you guys have your own IT division and don't rely on the county's IT division is my question.
I'm not sure of that answer. I know a long time ago it was, and then I think they shared some time back. Because there's different security levels to our information compared to normal county information. So I don't know way back when if that was a separating factor or not.
Right. I mean, I can understand that you guys have substantial needs and your own, you know, niche needs within your department. You are the largest, if not the largest, in the county and have a lot of technical needs. I was just curious, you know, if there's positions that report to this especially. That's all the questions I got for you.
Sure.
I was going to ask Randy if you could, does the county IT director have staff that report to them? And if so, do you know about how many?
Yes, has two technicians. And I'll back up and kind of field one of the questions. When we had a change in our IT director some months ago, when Steve Wade left, I actually looked at the opportunity to potentially for us to collaborate with that. So I spent a lot of time with Brent Hood, who is the most recent IT director for the Sheriff's Office, and we started comparing those to see exactly could there be an opportunity for us to save money with this. When I got through, I went into it thinking, here is an opportunity, and I left saying, yeah, the opportunity is probably not worthwhile. The reason for that, a big part that Jeff Skindrick mentioned, is that as with the time frame, when a patrol vehicle goes down and that laptop goes down that vehicle, they cannot write tickets and do the things that they need to do. They need immediate support that the Sheriff's Office is prepared to provide that our IT doesn't. We're more of a 8-4, 30-8-5 operation. Also, it is because of the certifications, they're involved with ACIC, NCIC, all that. None of the IT people with the county side of it have those certifications because they're not law enforcement. So the more I got into it, look at the differences were too great to actually make it work. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't collaborate with one another, and they do almost daily. Their offices are just down the hall. There are times when Brent has gotten overwhelmed and we've supported them. There's times when we've had technical server issues that we've relied on them to come down and give us pointers. So the collaboration is there, but it's really two different areas of service.
Understood. Thank you so much for that information. Appreciate it, Chief. No further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Pearson. Any more discussion? Just one.
A quick question. I think Mr. Higgins and Chief Woolley answered it pretty well. I was kind of worried seeing that a county would have two IT directors, but I also know other departments have third-party IT working, so I don't have as much heartburn with that. I just want to kind of, Justice Kennedy said they're comparable. I mean, I assume the certifications are comparable, and obviously I know with sheriff, you know, with any law enforcement, obviously that, you know, you got the mobile packs and everything else in the car, so obviously that's there. But certifications, will they be similar to our current IT director as well as far as working servers or networking or anything? I mean, it's one, obviously, my view is if we're going to have them at the same pay scale, then hopefully they'll have a very similar skill set. Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's all I need. Thank you.
You get to talk about too much that.
Just a little bit of a history lesson. In 2006, 2007-ish, when 2007, when Sheriff Byrd took office, there was one server for the county, and there was some very troubling things going on that we had to stop to get our own server at the sheriff's office. A lot of sensitive stuff that probably not good for an open discussion, but it was adamant that we had to have our own server and our own department.
Any more discussion? All right, Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Commissioner Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kindred.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pulaski.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Yorgi.
Yes.
All right, 2515 passed. We'll roll on to motion for 2516.
Motion to put 2516 on the floor.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Can we have a reading, please?
Yes. Proposed ordinance 25-16, be it enacted by the Coleman Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to create two full-time positions in the Faulkner County Library Department and to declare an emergency.
All right, thank you. I'm going to, Justice Kendrick, I'm going to kick it to you first as chair and personnel.
Yeah, so we had a couple of requests come from the library. One of them is regarding a librarian at the guide location and a marketing manager, and Mr. McGraw is here, so I'll allow you to give us a brief explanation of both those that you're asking for.
Thank you. The guide library opened up last year, last July. We've been talking about the guide library since 2017, 2016 maybe, but still we have multiple libraries that are serving in the neighborhood, so I wasn't exactly sure how well this is going to take off, and my expectations have just been blown away. Community and guides really turned out for the library, and it has not impacted Greenbrier or Plain Groves at all. The librarian out there is currently part-time. All the other branch managers are full-time. She is working a lot of hours that she's not even claiming because she is working for us 24/7. She's a substitute in schools, so that has been a great benefit to us so far, but I would like to have her full-time doing work that she's doing out there for us and paid with the same as her peers. With the marketing position, we currently make all of our staff promote all their materials themselves, which means about 18 different people across the system, including myself, are doing marketing and promotion, and that means that we're getting 18 different levels of efficiency and professionalism as far as marketing materials and promotional materials. We are doing about 1,100 programs this year already. We're going to do about 3,500 for the year. We could have more turnout if we did a better job of promoting programs we're having, especially at the branches. Our peer libraries are all doing this with 3 to 4 person teams, so we are running late to get into this. I did a salary scale based on the other peer libraries, and while they're not directly supervising anybody much like our peers marketers are, they will be informally helping out some of the people. I'm not expecting them to do the work of 18 people, but they'll be taking the lead and directing what they can't handle from other people.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
And then Mr. McGraw, you said on the marketing manager position, if I understood you correctly, they're going to be assisting all the locations in Faulkner County, correct? So that's a resource that they're going to be able to have at their disposal.
Yes. Primarily, I'd say that the branches have a steeper learning curve than Conway does. Conway does maybe a little better job, but Conway also does more programming than everybody else put together. 85% of the traffic in the county goes through the front door of Conway.
Awesome. Thank you. Just as a discussion, will the marketing manager have budget to work with to help market for all materials?
Next year they will. But the 3,000 section has advertising in it. It's well padded out with building and construction and other things right now. So if I run past that advertising line this year, I got fishing there in the building fund next door to it. So I'm not worried about the budget this year, but we will be asking for an increase next year.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Let's keep rolling. Around 25-16. All right, seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Allison.
Yes.
Pope.
Yes.
Hendrick.
Yes.
Nye.
Yes.
Mahoski.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strang.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Bogey.
Yes.
All right, 25-16 passes. Let's see, we've got 3 resolutions on the agenda. Do we have a motion for resolution 25-04?
Motion to put resolution 25-04 on the table.
Second. All right, we've got a motion and a second. Can we get a reading on that?
Yes, proposed resolution 25-04, resolution of the Quorum Court of Faulkner County certifying local government endorsement of Mercer Conway Incorporated to participate in the tax back program as authorized by section 15-4-2706 section D of the Consolidated Incentive Act of 2003.
Thank you so much. And let's see, Justice Tyler brought this to our Budget and Finance Committee, so I will let him present.
Thank you, Chair. As you guys know, we have tax back programs to help incentivize businesses in our area who employ our people to create job creation and more jobs, I should say, through refunds. And basically, Mercer is asking for that. And if you guys don't know what Mercer's at, it's an 1800 Sturgis Road. It's basically a mass timber. What they do is renewable materials through that building. And it's been there, I guess, now for a few years. And they're asking for to be receiving the tax back because they're going to add new jobs. And that's going to be $37.50 average hourly wage, and then $28 million in capital investment. That would also mean the building improvement, $75,000, and $28 million more in manufacturing equipment. And so while you're probably saying it's not a whole lot of jobs, but I always love the standard that's set in this, that we incentivize businesses to invest in our people. And so I just would like to see us continue that with Mercer. because I think this will also draw out other companies to come to our county and want to do this and employ people and take care of our people. So it was brought to my attention, and I said, absolutely. Anything we can do for our economy, I think we're probably all on board with that. Any questions, Chairman?
Discussion from the court?
Just so I'm clear, you said that, they're making a $28 million capital investment, and it says here in the ordinance that they're specifically requesting benefits accruing from the construction of the specific facility. Is that what it's referring to? That was a $28 million capital investment in a facility?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're asking for tax back on local sales and use taxes from $28 million for 5 new jobs. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's a lot of money that they're asking back just for growing the economy by 5 jobs. You know, I'm having a hard time with these as they continue to come up, especially because they just seem to come from entities in our community that are already large, already, you know, doing quite well. And it just doesn't seem to be a very level playing field. So I'm having a hard time supporting things like this personally. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Justice Pearson, you do raise a good point there, and I appreciate you bringing that up. However, with that big of an investment, their assessment of their property will go up as well the following year, I would imagine. And no, not much?
Well, what they're doing is they're coming through the chamber and they're applying for pilot Act 9 pilot agreements. So they're doing a 25-year Act 9 pilot, so they're only going on and they're only paying 25% to 35% of taxes. So they're asking for tax abatements to the city also. So all these big companies that are coming, they're coming and asking to do this, but they're also coming first through the chamber in the city, asking for tax abatements, Act 9 pilot agreements for 25 years. And then I don't know that they don't extend those after that. Because just like the city gave that the other day on the big, large thing and was saying after that's over, they'll be relooked at. To possibly extend that, because they're not going to want to put that facility out there and then go on for $1 billion.
Good point. Thanks for clarifying.
You good?
I'm good.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. I'll say $37.50 an hour for a 40-hour week job is about $75,000 a year. 5 jobs of that is about $375,000 a year in economic output, which that will create jobs also that will generate more tax revenue off those dollars spent. You're talking about half cent sales tax to us on, what'd you say, how much, 28 million?
28,130,000.
And so, I think you're looking at less than $200,000 on sales tax on that one.
I'll just, incorrect. Sounds from an email that I got from the chamber on this. Part in here that they said is based on their estimated project parameters, only $75,000 would be subject to the sales and use tax exemption. So basically, their estimate was that we would refund approximately $200.
Around $200?
Yes.
For 5 jobs, $75,000 average?
Yes.
I'd say go for it.
The chamber. This is from Mr. Pillow. Yes,
can you elaborate any more on that, of why the vast majority of that $28 million would be not subject to the 5% sales tax? Or sorry, 0.5%?
That was not explained to me.
I'm just reading through this email real quick so I can get a...
Well, I'm wondering, because this was the old Nucor facility. Mm-hmm. Another entity went in there and remodeled it several years back, and then they had pretty much a one-time contract that got dropped, and then Mercer came in, I believe, within 6 or 9 months. So I'm wondering if most of that investment was already done prior to Mercer taking over, because that does seem quite low for just $200 coming back.
Were they all under Act 9? I think so.
That's possible.
Because I'm pretty sure that Structure Land was, they were Act 9.
Okay. Yeah, I would assume Mercer is probably very similar to
Structure Land. So they probably would. They probably stepped into that.
Justice, do anyone else have a point of discussion?
Yes. Chair, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I guess what I don't want to see is we took that 500K hit, yes, last year. Is that going to be something we see again with this? Because that's what that was the big anomaly last year, correct? That's throwing everything off, or am I completely off?
That had to do. I think the anomaly in the increase in the sales tax had to do with them buying all of that equipment at the end of that year. Basically at the end of 2023, they bought a bunch of equipment. The sales tax had to be paid on it at the beginning of 2024. But like you said, that's had to do with the anomaly, and I believe that money eventually goes back to them through this program. I even hate to even say that out of turn because Treasury's not here.
I have a follow-up question. Is this a blanket exemption, or does it cover a specific period of time, a specific period of purchases, or are they forever exempt? Does anybody know? Is there a representative from Mercer or the Chamber here in the body in the room today? All right, thank you.
Any more discussion? Yes.
Yeah, I just have a clarification on, I ran the numbers on the sales tax. So if the entire 28 million is subject to our county sales tax, the amount of refunded tax would be a maximum of $140,000. So 28 million does sound like a lot, but our sales tax rate is so small that the maximum we're talking about is still relatively reasonable, I think.
Thank you, Justice. Yuri. More discussion?
Chairman, if I can put a motion on the table that we table this to have them come discuss this with us, Mercer, maybe some chamber representatives to clarify, if that make everyone feel better.
Second. We have, I think Justice Shock seconded the motion. All right, any discussion on the motion to table this resolution?
I want to build that motion when I get to consent vote because I'm ready to move forward this. I think that we need to move quickly and make it clear that we are welcoming industry into the county. And five jobs may not seem like a lot, but $75,000 average is about 40% above the annual household income, average household income of our Kansans. And I say we need as many of those jobs as Barber County would get.
Thank you, Justice Allison. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion to table, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, we'll do a roll call vote, Ms. Carter. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Allison.
No.
Coates.
No.
Hendricks.
No.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky. Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
No.
Moss.
No.
Pearson.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strang.
No.
Tyler.
Yes.
Jordy.
Yes.
Six yeses. Six noes.
All right, I would say the motion fails because of the lack of majority vote. All right, so we'll go back to the original motion on the passage of resolution 25-04. Is there any more discussion on the original motion? All in favor of passing 25-04, say aye.
Aye.
Yes. Any opposed?
No.
Ayes have it. 25-04 passes. All right, we'll move
good,
on.
Good discussion on that. And I know that we're trying to do what's right for, you know, the employers, the citizens of Faulkner County. And, you know, so good job looking at that, discussing that. And also, we'd like to help the current businesses that have been here for 50, 75 years, too. So.
I agree with Justice Knight, although I kind of in the boat with Justice Pearson. We really need these representatives to be here when we have these large amounts. I mean, at least give us the benefit of asking questions either from the chamber or someone that's dealing directly with the program. I think that would be beneficial to the
and so many of our elected officials and staff are missing tonight too, just for emergency situations. And our treasurer is missing, our county judge is missing, our county attorney is missing. You know, when we were discussing this in budget and finance, they were able to answer a lot of the questions that we are not as knowledgeable about to answer. So yeah, I think normally that with them being here, they would be able to answer all these questions.
And Mr. Pillow didn't indicate to me that he wouldn't be here, so I'm hoping nothing happened within his household, but I just figured he'd be here.
All right. Thank y'all. All right, we'll move on. Do we have a motion for 2505?
Motion to put proposed resolution 2505 on the schedule.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Let's see here. Can we have a reading on 2505?
Faulkner County Quorum Court proposed resolution 25-05, be it resolved by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, a resolution to appoint Stephen Means to the Faulkner County Equalization Board.
All right, I will give this to our Personnel Committee Chair for presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we had an opening on the EQ Board, which resulting from a resignation of a member that was sitting on there. And Personnel heard this, and we're looking to appoint Mr. Stephen Means to fill out the remainder of that term through June 2026. And that's the current resolution on the table. We reviewed his application, and per state law, when it's a quorum court appointment, you know, there's kind of hierarchy, and he had a stellar list of accolades there, and he's a praiser, so I think his application will be beneficial for the EQ Board.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick. Any discussion on the resolution?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is the quorum court's appointment, not the judge's appointment?
Both of these are the quorum court's appointment tonight. So,
yep. Any other discussion? All in favor of the passage of resolution 2505, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just want to recognize that Mr. Means is in the audience, and I just have him to say this.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. You guys recognize that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your future fantastic performance on the EQ Board. All right, do we have a motion for 2506?
Motion to put 2506 on the table.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second. Can we get a reading?
Faulkner County Quorum Court proposed resolution 25-06. Be it resolved by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, a resolution to reappoint Galinda Mudgett to the Faulkner County Equalization Board.
All right, Justice Kendrick.
Yep. This is the second appointment we had to the EQ Board. It's for Ms. Galinda Mudgett. This is a reappointment. She's currently serving on there, and so this would be reappointing her to allow her to continue serving Faulkner County.
Thank you, Justice. Any discussion? Yes.
I just have a question. Are there only two total members on the Equalization Board?
No, I believe Chrissy, is there five total?
Five
total. So there's a mixture of appointments. I think Quorum Court has two, county
schools
judge.
Schools have two.
Schools have two, and then county judge has one.
Yeah, thank you.
Cities have one.
Cities
have
one.
And
yes.
One.
That's right.
Two.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the clarification.
All right, any more discussion on 25-06? All in favor of the motion to pass resolution 2506, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, 2506.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to recognize Ms. Mudgett in the room is with us.
All right, awesome.
Thank you all. Really
thank you for your pass. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, do we have any more new business before the court? And let's see, we didn't have any appointments, so we just did those with our resolutions. And let's see, we have an announcement from Administrator Higgins.
So we do have one more appointment, and that would be the judge's appointment to the EQ Board. And so I am prepared to make that announcement. So the appointment for the Equalization Board from the County Judge's Office will be former Justice Ethan Roberts.
So thank
that,
you.
That does not require confirmation, it's just more informal.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins. Justice, do y'all have any announcements?
Sorry, I just had a quick question on the EQ board. Is that normal to have three appointments in the same year, or are the terms usually staggered?
One of those that the quorum court just passed was due to a resignation, so that would be one of them.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Just a second, thank you.
Three-year appointments
in
the
roll-off
each year, but 1 year, 2
roll-offs.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any more announcements? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you.